Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. This is the Wednesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 11 in the church calendar. So glad that you're here today. If you have a prayer request, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. Join our Facebook group, benwardmusic.com/Facebook, where you can share prayer request. I share some on the podcast, some behind the scenes, if you will. We'd love to have you. God, I look to you. I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you. Where my help comes from, give me wisdom. You know just what to do, God. God, I look to you, I feel so well. Give me vision. See things like you do. God, I look to you. You where my help comes from. Give me wisdom. You know just what to do, God. And I will love you, Lord, my strength. And I will love you, Lord, my shield. And I will love you, Lord, my rock. Forever, all my days, I will love you, God. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. And hallelujah, our God reigns. Forever all my days, hallelujah. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. God, I look to you, I won't be overwhelmed. Give me vision to see things like you do. God, I look to you, you're where my help comes from. Give me wisdom, you know just what to do. God. Hallelujah, our God reigns. Hallelujah, our God reigns. And hallelujah, our God reigns forever. All my days, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for this day. We bless you. We honor you. We thank you for waking us up. We thank you that you are our sustainer. that you are our God and we are your people. In the name of Jesus, amen. Our psalm for today, Psalm 119, 49 through 72. Remember your word to your servant, for you have given me hope. My comfort in my suffering is this: your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me unmercifully, but I do not turn from your law. I remember, Lord, your ancient laws, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked who have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. In the night, Lord, I remember your name, that I may keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled with your love, Lord. Teach me your decrees. Do good to your servant according to your word, Lord. Teach me knowledge and good judgment, for I trust your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Though the arrogant have smeared me with lies, I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted, so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold.
Precious to me than any silver or any gold. You are more precious to me than any silver or gold. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson today is Acts 14, 19 through 28. Then some Jews came from Antioch and Iconium and won the crowd over. They stoned Paul and dragged him outside the city, thinking he was dead. But after the disciples had gathered around him, he got up and went back into the city. The next day he and Barnabas left for Derbe. They preached the gospel in that city and won a large number of disciples. Then they returned to Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch, strengthening the disciples and encouraging them to remain true to the faith. We must go through many hardships to enter the kingdom of God, they said. Paul and Barnabas appointed elders for them in each church, and with prayer and fasting committed them to the Lord, in whom they had put their trust. After going through Pisidia, they came to Pamphylia. And when they had preached the word in Perga, they went down to Attalia. From Attalia, they sailed back to Antioch, where they had been committed to the grace of God for the work they had now completed. On arriving there, they gathered the church together and reported all that God had done through them and how he had opened a door of faith to the Gentiles. And they stayed there a long time with the disciples.
This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
thanks be to God. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively on this Wednesday in ordinary time, Proper 11. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. Continue to play. Pray specifically by name for those in your life. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Lay it all before Jesus. Listen to us, Lord. I don't know why, but you listen to us, Jesus. Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, whoever the Lord lays on your heart today, lift them up. For our enemies, Jesus commands us to pray for our enemies. Bless those who curse us. Pray for our families now, our immediate families, our extended families. Thank you that you listen to us, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are sustained. You can make it. Amen and amen. Thank you for praying with me. Let's pray together again tomorrow. Bye-bye.